tomorrow as well. Congratulations on that.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it must feel pretty good. So to start this off, I'd love to know, where are each of you from and what's it known for?
I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. I think it's probably known for being gritty and the, kind of the smell of Lake Erie. And I moved to Minnesota the day after I graduated high school.
Oh, nice. Why did you, who was that?
My parents were moving here.
Oh, okay, cool. Mark, how about you?
I'm from the Twin Cities here. Mm-hmm. I guess it's known for Prince. Yeah. Great music, Husker Du, Babes in Toyland, all that. And then I also considered myself, I spent a quarter of my life living in Tokyo, Japan. Oh. So I consider that my second home.
Interesting.
And that's known for sushi and crazy stuff, comics and bright lights and millions of people.
Yeah. Do you ever use those experiences as inspiration for your music?
I think my time spent there definitely has inspired my songwriting, learning a different language, being exposed to a different language, my whole view on linguistics and things. I think it's played into my songwriting. Also just the music, the local music scene. Yeah. In Tokyo, I was exposed to a lot of different sounds that are very unique in their own way.
That would have been very, very cool. Yeah.
Japanese guitars.
Yeah, yeah, that too.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier. What was the first show that either of you ever saw? And I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
I saw Hall & Oates at Blossom Music Center with my sister. I think she couldn't... I was just a little tiny kid. She couldn't find a babysitter for me, and she was supposed to babysit, so I saw Hall & Oates.
That's awesome.
I think the Go-Go's opened up for him.
Ooh, very cool. Yeah. That would have been great, yeah.
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
Yeah.
I think mine was down at First Avenue. It was Bob Mould on his workbook tour.
Oh, very nice.
And I, as I mentioned before, I was a big fan growing up of Husker Du, the sound, and so I went to check that out, and... pleased to have us to witness an encore of Husker Du songs done on 12-string acoustic guitar. Bob came out and did a wonderful encore of Husker Du songs. So, and then I was sold on First Avenue as the greatest venue on earth.
There you go, right? Yeah. That kind of leads into the next question, and it's that if either of you could play a show or concert anywhere in the state, where would you play? What's your favorite venue here?
Favorite venue? Favorite venue is probably 7th Street Entry, but I think we're looking forward to playing some shows in Duluth. I'm interested in that. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Getting out of town a little bit. It sounds like there's some venues happening up in Duluth that I'd like to check out. I think one's called Blush.
Yeah.
Maybe the name?
Yeah, there are a couple up-and-coming ones. Red Herring is only a couple years old, and it's really quickly becoming this prominent venue up there. Mm-hmm. I really do enjoy that one, yeah.
Yeah. I'd also like to explore the possibility of playing more non-venue venues, so not your typical rock club. Art museums, dance halls, something like that.
That'd be very
I always
exciting.
Love shows like that.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about how Lazier started playing together? How did this come to be?
Mark and I have known each other for a really long time, and we somehow never played music together. And I think I was going to sell him a bunch of stuff. He teaches kids music, toddlers, and he was going to buy some. I was unloading some percussion instruments, and we were talking about circuit bending and creating some instruments together. We were going to have a tinkerer's club, and we got together a couple times and kind of nailed some stuff together and made some instruments. And then it just started to be like, oh, let's just jam. And then it was kind of like, we're going to jam to a drum machine. And then we jammed to a drum machine. And then I was like, oh, I really want to start a band with Emily. Let's get her in here. And then the next thing you know, we got Tom.
That's wonderful. And, sounds like a very natural progression.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about the artwork. I know if you're listening right now, you can't see it, but I highly recommend going to the Lazier Bandcamp and checking it out because I find it very fascinating. Can you tell me a little bit about the story behind it?
Well, I'm one of those people on Instagram that just follows everybody. So I follow a million people, so I keeps it lively. And there's this artist, Yara Razo, who's out of Austin, Texas. And I mean, I just happened upon her, and she does mostly like sketchbook art, and it's of hair, and it'll be just like every hair on somebody's head drawn with a pen, you know, and it's perfect. It's like exactly how I would draw if I could draw that, you know. It's like what sure. I want to do, but I can't do it. And I just followed her and I kept liking her art. And then I saw this piece that she had and I asked her if we could use it. And we struck up a conversation and she was happy to have us do it. And she did our logo for us and stuff like that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, all through Instagram.
Crazy, isn't that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Can you, what's the one thing that you guys are looking forward to most in the band's future? And we can extend this to more than one thing.
Sure.
We were talking a little bit earlier about the shows that you have coming up.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're very excited to be here today. We're excited about the release show tomorrow at Moon Palace with Loud Sun and Prathloons and DJ Christian Fritz. Mm-hmm. We're excited to be releasing music on vinyl. Again,
yes, that's exciting.
I never thought I would ever do that again in my life, so that's a dream come true. It's a 12-inch EP. We had about 23 minutes worth of music, so it was pressed to vinyl at 45 RPM.
Oh,
it's
nice.
A limited edition, 100 copies that Christian Fritz, DJ Christian Fritz, also runs the local record label Minneapolis Limited, and he's the one behind the release. And then we've got a show November, the day before. It's Thanksgiving Eve. So is that the 21st?
The 20th.
20th.
I think, yes.
At the Turf Club, supporting Harmar Superstar's side project or one of his many projects. And I don't know the proper name, but there he and another musician, a gal from Texas, are doing the music of Dirty Dancing.
It's called Love Bones, I think.
Love Bones.
There you
I
go.
And they're starting a tour.
Heart Bones.
There we go. That is it. Starting a tour. And then also Closeness, which is from Omaha, Nebraska. It's Todd Fink from The Faint and his wife's project. I grew up on The Faint watching their live shows and a big fan. So it will be a great night to play with them and with Harmar, of course.
That'll be wonderful.
That's at the Turf Club.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a lot of stuff going on. It's an exciting time, yeah.
Yeah, and we're already in the process of writing a lot of songs, the next songs, and I feel like it's kind of going, you know, to a little different realm, which is really exciting because when you start a band, you know, you find some sound and you're like, this is our sound,
sure.
You know, and you follow that path. But I really enjoy bands who, you know, like with each album, kind of reinvent themselves. So
yes.
I'm just really excited to see where our songwriting goes from here.
Interesting. Howard, you were smiling during that. How do you feel about the new direction of the
Lazier? I'm just happy that we have a bunch of new songs that we're super excited about and we're ready to demo them and record them. A bunch of new tunings. We make up our own tunings, and so we're just working on new stuff with all these new tunings and new guitars and new pedals and new sounds. And
that's awesome.
Trying to do things that we haven't done yet.
That's wonderful. We'll have to have you guys in next time when the next EP or album comes out.
Yeah, we're hoping for soon. It's nice, the process of this whole band has happened very quickly. I think we formed, Howard and I started getting together the summer before this past summer, so the band barely a year old.
Wow.
And I would like the next thing coming out in spring or summer, so
that is very soon. That's awesome.
We're hoping for it.
Very cool. All right, well, you just heard from Lazier live here in Studio K. You can check them out online or in real life at Moon Palace Books tomorrow, October 27th, where they'll be playing with Loud Sun, Prathloons, and DJ Christian Fritz. They also have their new EP out tomorrow, so check that out. But for now, let's get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.